Hey guys, welcome back to Headline News with Resistance Chicks. We're your hosts, Leah and Michelle. It's Friday, April 19th, 2024, the year of our Lord. We got a lot to bring you for this week. One of the hottest topics affects somebody in the Resistance Chicks family, and that is a cartoon for adults, but it's very alluring to children. Mm-hmm. Called the Has-Been Hotel. It's satanic, number one.
Yeah, well, yeah, and it's based on hell and demons. And
children
Lucifer.
Are watching this
yeah.
because it's very kid-centric.
Oh, absolutely. It's a cartoon.
Yes.
It's a cartoon. And I think other people, maybe you've mentioned this before, have you seen this? And I didn't pay much attention to it. Now that I know that so many kids are watching this, and the makers of this know that it's not for kids. They put it on there.
No, but you know what I would say? I would correct you. They know it's for kids.
Well, here's the thing. You can watch the pilot of this show.
On YouTube.
On YouTube.
9 million views.
It is. It makes me angry because my show is not allowed on YouTube because it glorifies violence and it's inappropriate.
There's drug references in here.
Oh, blatant.
There are F-bombs in here.
So many of them.
I mean,
sexual references. I mean, we're talking about the rudest, crudest. I can't play it for you. There's a little clip. Michael Knowles put together a clip. I'm going to have him explain this show for you. But in essence, Has-Been Hotel follows Charlie, the princess of hell, as she pursues her seemingly impossible goal of rehabilitating demons to peacefully reduce the overpopulation in her kingdom. After a yearly extermination imposed by angels, she opens a hotel in the hopes that the patrons will be checking out into heaven. Now, nobody seems to check out into heaven. And what it does, it's literally a satanic, demonic person's pipe dream of all the evil things that they could make cartoons of.
Sure.
It's pornographic.
Mm-hmm.
It's sensual.
Mm-hmm.
It's overtly sexual. Now, before I play the Michael Knowles things, just going to IMDb Parents Guide.
That's the Internet Movie Database.
Okay. The Parents Guide. Australia has this as mature 15 plus. Singapore at plus 18. The United Kingdom has this at 18. The United States has this as 18 plus with an HBO Max rating. And the pilot is allowed on YouTube. You used to only be able to watch like the
X-rated
unfiltered
stuff. It's like an X-rated show.
Like rated R movies are not allowed to be played on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Because what they do on TV that's accessible to children is they take out sexual scenes and they blur.
Bleep out
swear words. Do you remember that when you'd watch a TV? Yeah. You know, I can try to remember some of them, like maybe a Mel Gibson movie or something
on Die Hard.
AMC or something like that.
Oh, wait, you go way back.
The only ones that you, the only channels that didn't bleep things out were those cable channels that you had to buy.
Yeah.
The ABC, the HBO and the Cinemax and things like that. Well, along comes Amazon and Amazon Prime and Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no way to control what your kids are watching.
Right.
Because they can download things. They can screen record and then just give it and just immediately just send it over to your kids. This is not 100%. Like VCR. Like,
yeah.
I'd have to record it off the television. I'd have to pick the time that it came on. My parents would have to have HBO. Your parents, most kids when I grew up didn't have HBO or anything like that to be able to even record it. And then the TV's in one place in the room and your parents are going to see you doing what, you know? So like there were so many parental, you know, constrictions around watching any of this junk that you know.
Now it can just go instantly from one child to the next.
So here are some things just from IMDb, okay? There is a building called Porn Studios. Because remember, they're trying to make this where all what the people did to. But what's amazing is there's not. I don't know if there's a lot of murder and blood and violence, but it's mostly overtly sexual.
Isn't that something?
There are multiple blatant sex jokes and innuendos. Nudity and porn are frequently mentioned and shown on screen. So they draw. Some psycho has to draw naked cartoons.
True.
Okay. However, let's see. No on-screen genitalia is shown. Oh, they made it. Oh, okay. Sexual harassment and sexual abuse frequently occur. This is usually played for laughs, but sometimes it's handled in a serious manner. Angel Dust's pimp is physically, emotionally, and sexually abusive to him. So there's a man.
So now we're homosexual.
Yeah. Sex is discussed and sometimes shown, including brief mentions and moments involving furries, bondage, sex toys. Not going to go on all these kind of weird kinks. So their idea of hell is this wonderful place where everybody has all kinds of Let's see. STDs are mentioned in reference occasionally. Bestiality. Gang rape is featured as a character being chained and choked. This is Michelle.
In one episode, it says this angel character brings everyone to a BDSM dungeon to do trust exercises.
I can't really read. Episode 4 is the most sexual. And characters are seen having sex. So I want to play for you the Michael Knowles. Michelle, can you bring up the YouTube? He's going to talk about how this is. And then Libs I want to talk about how this is affecting the psyche of children. Mm. Okay? Because we didn't... the difference between me telling you these things and then watching, what's the difference, Michelle?
When you watch something, it then becomes a part of you. You're engaged in it.
And it's designed to be entertaining, right?
Right. All right, let's check this out. Oh, let me switch screens here. Hang on, we'll get there. That's the rest of the show for later. If you want to get excited about it.
Implicitly embracing evil. They are now very explicitly promoting it. There's a show that's been making the rounds on social media. It's called Has Been Hotel. It's a cartoon. It's a kid's cartoon that you can get on Amazon Prime right now. And
it's... Is it a kid's cartoon?
A defense no, of it's not. The right. devil.
Once upon a time, there was a glowing city protected by golden gates known as Heaven. It was ruled by beings of pure light, angels that worshipped good and shielded all from evil. Lucifer was one of these angels. He was a dreamer with fantastical ideas for all of creation, but he was seen as a troublemaker by the elders of Heaven, for they felt his way of thinking was dangerous to the order of their world. So he watched as the angels began to expand the universe in their ways. From the dust of Earth, they created Adam and Lilith, equals as the first of mankind. But despite this,
put a pause Adam there. So a lot of people are going to wonder, what, Lilith? Who's Lilith? I know Adam and Eve. Who's Lilith? Lilith is a figure from Jewish folklore. And so Lilith is not a figure from scripture. Lilith is not a figure from church tradition. But Lilith appears in the Babylonian Talmud and some other Jewish folklore. And she's presented as the first wife of Adam, who refused to submit to Adam. So already you're seeing you've seen it from the beginning, of a fairly novel take on the creation story.
So now I'm actually going to pause Michael and insert here. Lilith is also a name that is frequently used in the demonic and in satanic practices. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's more the avenue that I would say that they're going rather than Michael's here.
Goes on.
But despite this, Adam demanded control and Lilith refused to submit to his will. She fled the garden. Drawn in by her fierce independence, Lucifer found her and the two rebellious dreamers fell deeply in love. Together, they wished to share the magic of free will with humanity, offering the fruit of knowledge to Adam's new bride, Eve, who gladly accepted. But this gift came with a curse, for with this single act of disobedience, evil finally found its way into Earth. With it, a new realm of darkness and sin, and the order Heaven had worked to maintain was shattered. As punishment for their reckless act, Heaven cast Lucifer and his love into the dark pit he had created, never allowing him to see the good that came from humanity.
Pause there. So notice this little word they sneak in there. They say Lucifer and his love. But of course, Lucifer cannot love anyone.
That's good.
The traditional understanding of this is that a love is willing the good of the other person. So Fulton Sheen, Archbishop Fulton Sheen, has a great distinction between love and sex, right? Love is about another person and about something outside, even outside of you and the other person. And it's about, in as much as it is about a person, it's about the whole person, right? Love gives.
Right.
Sex, the way we talk about sex these days, you know, hookup culture, say, is purely about the self. In as much as it's about another person, it's just about using that other person's body to gratify the self. It's about instrumentalizing people. C.S. Lewis talks about this in the Screwtape Letters. When human beings talk about desire and love. It's about a desire for another person. When the demons talk about desire and love, it's about a desire to use the other person to devour him. It's about always coming back to the self. So there's no love in the traditional understanding of Lucifer. Then, you know, these poor, hapless little rebels, you know, they're cast and they don't get to see the good that came out of their evil. But the traditional understanding is, and the true understanding is, that the Garden of Eden was perfect. It was totally perfect. And sin and death pervade the world because man is tempted by Adam and abuses his free will. This version of Lucifer is more like a Promethean view of Lucifer. This view of Lucifer is that Lucifer actually helps man to achieve his true potential. And so much more good came out of it, though there was a little bit of evil too. You know, life's kind of messy, man. Keep going.
Only the cruel and the wicked. Ashamed, Lucifer lost his will to dream. But Lilith thrived, empowering demonkind with her voice and demonkind. Her songs. And as the numbers of hell grew, so did its power.
Okay, you get it here. What's funny, from the very beginning, they say Lilith was an equal with Adam. But Eve is presented, in a way, as an equal with Adam, too, because Eve is taken from Adam's rib. So not from his head, she's not above Adam. Not from his foot, she's not below Adam. It's from his rib, though they have different roles and they're complementary. And so she does submit to Adam. I mean, you hear this in Genesis chapter 3 when they're about to leave the Garden of Eden. And Adam is called on to love Eve. Here, though, you get a mixture of Satanism and feminism. And the show is listed as being for mature audiences. But do you really think kids aren't going to watch that show? I mean, I remember when I was a kid, South Park was for mature audiences. Kids loved South Park, myself included. And though there's some naughty stuff in South Park, relatively to the rest of the culture, it's not so bad because South Park has a broadly normal and conservative message. This, not so much. So the right is up in arms and everyone's clutching their pearls and everyone's so shocked. Can you believe what the culture has come to that they would do this? I'm not shocked at all. None of this is surprising. None of this is new. None of this is original. This is the same thing you see in the first pages of Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, the first edition, has, just after the dedication, an acknowledgement to Lucifer, that first rebel who lost heaven but won himself a kingdom. Saul Alinsky is saying, I'm modeling my activism. And Saul Alinsky's left-wing activism is the kind of community organizing that directly inspired Hillary Clinton. She wrote letters to Saul Alinsky that inspired Barack Obama, that inspired the modern Democrat Party. He says, my leftist activism is Satanism. Is Luciferianism. Our inspiration is not God. Our inspiration is not our Lord Jesus Christ. Our inspiration is the devil. And Amazon says, yeah, that, what he said. Okay, yeah, that's what we've been seeing from the beginning. Leftism, from the beginning, has been a rebellion against God. Leftism, the term, comes from the National Assembly during the French Revolution, when the people on the right of the assembly hall supported the church and the king, and the people on the left of the assembly hall opposed the church and the legitimate authority. It's always been about that, man. It goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden, when men say, ye shall be as gods. That's what it goes back to.
You can pause that. Go to my Twitter, Michelle, if you wouldn't mind. And I just want to show you the last of that. I know that the Amazon Prime tweeted out probably the most benign thing of the whole show. So play it right around, I think it's like, we got to like minute 145 or something with Michael there. Okay.
Ooh, so did its power. Threatened by this, heaven made a truly heartless decision that every year they would send down an army, an extermination, to ensure hell and its sinners could never rise against them. But Lilith's hope remained, and her dream was passed down to their precious daughter, the Princess of Hell. Don't worry, Mom. I'll make you proud.
So he follows this character, Charlie. Okay, that's the Princess of Hell. Mm. And supposedly she wants to make the world a better place because her mom. But the idea of this whole thing where hell is filled, these are that they never, hell would never rise up against, and the people in hell would never rise up against heaven and win. These are characters in this particular story that are so demonic, so perverted, that I can't even read to you the entire parent's guide. And that show is being seen by kids all over the world.
Well, I want to maybe just go back to something that Michael said, which, and I'm very glad that Michael is in existence, and I applaud his show, and we play his clips on our show, and it's great. But even he is mistaken, mm-hmm. because when he mentions South Park, and you try to compare South Park to this, and he's got like a little kind of twinkle in his eye when he says it was naughty, but for all intents and purposes, it was fairly conservative and it kind of had a good message and all this, that, and the other. This is what I would say to you, Michael, you just missed the whole point. We got to Hazbin Hotel because people like you and your parents mm-hmm. accepted South Park.
Right. Exactly.
It's a slippery slope. You don't jump. Right. You just said... He just said he's not surprised that this has happened. Neither am I. But I'm not surprised because people like you grew up on South Park. I'm not surprised because people used to watch Family Guy. Oh, Michelle, not Family Guy. You can't pick up. It was a great show. Everybody grew up on Family Guy. It was a perverted show. Simpsons, perverted. Everybody needs deliverance that grew up on these cartoons. Okay? I'm not kidding you. And I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just saying those cartoons... that everybody said were innocuous are how we have ended up at Hazbin Hotel. Mm-hmm. Okay? And so many other things could be included in that, not just cartoons, but movies and things like that that we've all accepted and watched and been okay with, right? But we need to start taking responsibility, and the same thing applies to music.
Yeah.
How do we get to Beyonce and her sacrifices and... what's her name? Leah can't stand to hear her name. Taylor Swift and all of her satanic stuff. We got there because it started with the rebellion of, oh my gosh, I'm going to pick on some of your favorite people, the Beach Boys and the Beatles.
Right.
Right? These were not good bands.
The devil doesn't come in and be like...
all at once. He's not going to throw something at you. Yeah.
Sexual bondage, drugs, and all this stuff right at your face. It starts little by little. And all of these rock and rollers in the 50s and 60s were on drugs. They were never promoting anything good. And here's how you know the difference. Songs that promote love of the other person,
mm-hmm.
where you're, we are the world, we can make it a better place. Okay.
Isn't that Michael but that's Jackson? Not,
yeah, it's a horrible song, but it's actually a bad song. Like, I don't like to listen to it. But these other songs, when it's talking about, like, when you listen to the 1950s songs, Don't Go Around with Run Around Sue, or all these different things, all these different songs like 16 Candles, it's all, we all know them, it's all sexual, sensual, and it's about what that person can do for you,
mm-hmm.
not what you can do. Real love is about what you can do for the other person.
Yeah.
And it's not about sexual, sensual relationship. You'll recognize that almost all of that rock and roll from the 50s and 60s is about selfish relationships.
And you can see the fruit of it because all of these women, I mean, when you think of the Beatles and you think of the Beach Boys,
yeah.
I'm telling you, the very first image that comes into mind isn't actually that band. It's the crowds of screaming women going, ah! You know what I mean? Like, just let me touch you. Let me see you. I can't, like, they're passing out and fainting because they're looking at these people. Mm-hmm. That's not the fruit of the spirit. That's satanic.
It's, yeah.
Okay? That means that the music that was going off in the airways was hypnotizing.
Yeah.
Okay? So I know why we just offended a bunch of people. We probably lost a bunch of people. But I'm telling you, you don't end up at Hazbin Hotel like that.
Right.
It's a downward slope of people slowly accepting mm-hmm. things that seem okay. And then Michael can come on and say, well, it was a little bit naughty. Well, you know what? God is pure and God mm-hmm. is holy and God is righteous. And there's no room for a little bit of naughty because a little bit of leaven leavens the whole lump. And so what happened is people like Michael Knoll and his family and his friends and you, a lot of you guys that were watching this that haven't mm-hmm. gone through deliverance yet,
yeah.
went, well, we can just handle, it's just a little leaven.
Yeah.
But if you hadn't let in that little leaven, we wouldn't be where we are with Hazbin Hotel.
Absolutely. That's it. Absolutely. I'm going to read the review here from a former psychic. Amazon Prime Video, and this particular cartoon series, I think, made its way on YouTube, and then Amazon Prime picked it up.
Okay.
So Amazon Prime Video released an adult cartoon called Hazbin Hotel, which promotes the and glorifies demons. And I'm here to sound the alarm on its horrific program. I am a former medium, psychic medium, saved by Jesus out of the occult 10 years ago. I was demonically oppressed for years since childhood. I went down the rabbit hole of destruction and suffered the consequences that are certain to happen when serving the devil. I have a ministry that is dedicated to exposing the tactics of the evil one, and when it came to my attention that Prime Video was releasing the show, I checked it out and shared the video on, and her reaction on TikTok. Let me see if I can find this, because I think this would be good to watch. I'm going to bring this up for Michelle. Maybe I'll just tweet it out. Maybe she'll could find this one. All right. Going back over here. Hang on. I'm not logging into TikTok.
No. Once upon a time.
I take this very seriously because I know demons. I serve demons through divination for many years, and consequences are dire. Hazbin Hotel is not only completely unbiblical, but an attempt to desensitize the masses to the evil that seeks to oppress and or possess souls. There is a spiritual battle going on, as we see in Ephesians 6:12, which says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against authorities, against cosmic powers, over this present darkness, against spiritual forces of evil in heavenly places." The enemy is at large and is using shows like Hazbin Hotel to corrupt, lie, and manipulate people into thinking demons deserve mercy, grace, and pity. Demons are evil, and they cannot be redeemed nor atoned for. I remember as a kid even asking, you know, can Satan be saved? Never mind the fact that they don't want that. Contrary to the ideas pushed in this blasphemous cartoon, the devil and his minions' fate is sealed. There is no second chance for them. I have to wonder what message this show sends to an undiscerning viewer. Will someone watching feel sorry for demons and believe that they can be saved from hell? Will they think they have a chance to be saved from an eternal fate had they not chosen to place their faith in Jesus and trust in Jesus? Hazbin Hotel may act as though they are targeting adults and not children. But any art cartoon will appeal to children. That's what they do with the Playboy magazines.
100%. They put cartoons in the Playboy magazine so that when kids open them up, they're going to go straight for those images. And those images of the cartoons in the Playboy and the Penthouse and the Hustler primarily depict pedophilic images, normalizing it's okay for adults to be sexual with children.
Yeah, let's see this.
All right, so we have this former medium and her reaction on this horrific television show. It's going to take me right to TikTok, though. That's all right. I'm going to continue as a guest. Because we're not doing the TikTok thing. Here we go.
Amazon Prime is about to release a show called Hazbin Hotel. Hazbin? You never should have been in the first place. Amazon, as Ricky Ricardo once said, you're going to have some splaining to do. All right, enough of that. Anyway, Hazbin Hotel. So check out the premise of this horrendous, horrific, demonic, blasphemous cartoon. The premise. The series revolves around Charlie Morningstar, Princess of Hell, on her quest to find a way for demons to be rehabilitated and allowed into heaven. She opens a rehabilitation hotel called Hazbin Hotel, you know, Hazbins, which offers demons a chance at Listen, I'm a former psychic medium who was exposed to demons at a very young age. This is not a joke. This is not a cartoon. Demons don't get some second chance. Sorry, there's no takesy-backsies. Demons, first of all, are fallen angels created with a will. They chose to sin against God. They fell and their fate is sealed. There's no second chances. Okay, first of all, you're exposing the masses to demons, making light of it, putting it in a cartoon with these colors. I don't even want to talk about the foul language. I can't even put clips of the show in here because it's so disgusting. This is all like a big laugh, a big joke, as if demons are no big deal. You get to determine what happens in the spiritual realm. Well, that's just not true. And I can't even imagine watching that today as a child, thinking, hey, well, it doesn't matter. These poor demons, aw, they just messed up. They made some mistakes. Can't you give them another chance? And then what does that mean for me? I can do whatever I want. I can sin against God, and I get a second chance too once I've already been in condemnation. It just doesn't work that way, my friends. This is completely unbiblical. This is opening doors. This is lying. This is blaspheming. And this is extremely spiritually dangerous. Because listen,
okay, you can pause there. I'm going to read a little bit more here. Has-Been Hotel became Amazon Prime Video's most watched new animated title around the world.
Wow.
After its debut in January 19th. Produced by Studio A24, the show is an adult cartoon and musical comedy. They sing, they dance, with 18-plus rating. Oh, my gosh. 18-plus rating due to violence, substance abuse, foul language, sexual content. Despite this, the series has been highly acclaimed. If you Google this, even there are Christian reviews that say it's a good show. It's a good show.
No
it's
way.
It's a good show. It's a good show. It is hard to find anybody talking bad against it.
You're joking.
Well, I think it's because most good people won't go anywhere near it. And kind of the weird people that would be sucked in by it are so desensitized to the... What this shows is that you got 80% of men watching pornography.
Yeah.
Even... I was on a Reddit. It says, I'm a Christian and there's some good themes in here about redemption, you know? But here's the thing. While you're watching it, they're pulling you in.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to redeem you. We're going to redeem you. Michelle, how many times do you hear the left or Satan be like, we're going to have good for you. They're going to be, he comes as an angel of light. While at the same time, we're going to have this, we're going to redeem you and get you to heaven. But to redeem and get you to heaven would be, you're going to do good. You're going to be kind. You're going to take care of the elderly. You're going to make sure kids are protected. You're going to stop sex trafficking. But that's not what's happening, right? The whole show is on a premise of drawing you into something good. Because not ever people aren't going to be drawn into, like if it's going to be a horror flick, it's going to be a horror flick. But if you want to have something like redemption that's a positive twist on it, that makes it even more sinister.
Let me insert something that is missed so often in all of Christendom and like people just don't get it. The idea of redemption didn't exist until Jesus.
Yeah.
And since Jesus came 2,000 years ago, now people have taken that idea that things are redeemable, that something that it used to be when you did something, that was just it. Direct ramification. You sinned, punishment. Okay. And so the idea of, you know what, I have sinned and something, and I don't have to have the punishment for what I have done.
Yeah.
That has only been introduced into the whole world since Christ.
Yeah.
Right? Before that, they only had the blood of bulls and goats.
Yeah.
But even that wasn't something that just anybody could get a hold of. Mm-hmm. And so what's so fascinating to me is that even... like the satanic realm has taken a hold of something that it has only been since Jesus because people understand now the idea of redemption just because redemption has entered the world through Christ.
Yeah. So this particular review is kind of breaks it apart and says that not only does Has-Been Hotel feature vulgar humor and graphic language, but it also presents a twisted, confusing tale of good and evil that is a corruption of the biblical story of redemption. For this single act of disobedience, the earth was cursed with evil, and heaven cast Lucifer and his love into the dark pit, as we just saw. Ashamed, Lucifer lost his dream, but Lilith thrived, right? We just saw that. The backstory makes Lucifer out to be a misunderstood hero and portrays Adam. Now, I can't show you clips, because there's a clip where you have Lucifer kicking the booty of Adam, because Adam becomes the head angel.
Mm-hmm.
And like this woman said, I can't play you clips because as Michelle and I were just kind of watching the plot. Every 30 to 60 seconds, there was a sexual innuendo, a drug reference, or the S-H-I-T word. Like, you can't even, I can't even play like a 30-second clip of these characters because it's so vulgar. And can you imagine like 2, 3, 4-year-olds sitting in the background while their parents are listening to this, watching this, and it even had like moanings and groanings and weird things that. Yeah. As the architect of all creation, he has put in place parameters for the flourishing of life. He doesn't want autonomous, Jesus doesn't, but free will. He wants us to choose free will freely.
So this perverted- and I love so much that intro pilot, by the way, says that Lucifer and Lilith get together and they birth like free will. Not birth it, but like they bring about free will.
Well, Charlie is what they bring about.
No, I know. What I mean is before the Charlie part, they bring about free will.
They bring about
God
free will.
God created man with free will. Do you know that? This is a little headbender here.
How does Lilith have free will if she can't submit to Adam in the first place?
Exactly. when it comes to Adam and Eve and all of creation, free will existed before Eve took a bite of the apple because the tree was there. Mm-hmm. And God said, don't do it. And at any time, they had the free will to disobey God and go, and they did it. So this idea, it's so blasphemous that they created free will as if God created mankind not for free will. In fact, the complete opposite is true, that God wanted mankind to have free will because he wanted us to choose him.
Yeah, so she calls it heaven's genocide, this idea that the angels come once a year and kind of exterminate a bunch of people in hell.
Right.
And people become demons, basically.
Right.
So you die, you go to heaven, become an angel. And if you die, you go to hell, you become a demon.
Right.
And then you affect Earth. So in the premise, in the premiere episode, Hasbin Hotel, we meet the first human, Adam, who is now the leader of the angels in heaven. How did Adam get there? The Bible doesn't teach that. Adam is depicted, get this, as a foul mouth. He swears, by the way. He's a cursing, swearing Adam, angel. Misogynist angel who enjoys tormenting sinners.
You're kidding.
He laughs about the destruction of human souls while Charlie attempts to get him to see their value.
Oh my gosh.
In a song, Adam sings, hell is forever, whether you like it or not. Had their chance to behave better. Now they boil in a pot. Because the rules are black and white, and there's no use trying to fight it. They're burning for their lives until we kill them again.
Oh my gosh.
Again, this attitude of the head angel implies God also delights in the destruction of sinners, and actually God does not. The colossal success of Hasbin Hotel shouldn't surprise us. The filthy language and all these horrible things. I don't even want to call it blasphemous. I mean, you can certainly do that if you want to. It is the essence of all anger, of all vehemence, of all violence, of everything that somebody would have against God, against Christianity, and spewing it out in a way that somebody's literally in their room thinking, how can we make something so dark and so dirty and so repulsive and yet ask our demon friends to make it entertaining?
Yeah.
How can we make the dark and the dirty entertaining?
Right.
I want to bring up to you, Leah and Abigail did a show last night. Oh, that's not what I'm going to bring up. But you guys should watch it. It was on the Revolutionary Revivalists had their first show. We're very excited to have them doing a Thursday night show.
Every Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So it'll be Abigail and Leah and other people, other young people from, you know, the Bards Nation, the Resistance Chicks family, youth.
So they are the ones who are fighting this nonsense.
Yeah.
And I'm so proud of them. And how do we overcome? I know I can hear Patriot Gallery now. How do we have an answer for this? So Leah's mom, Kim, sends me this today. This is an Instagram reel. You have to go to my profile. Of kids talking about furries in school.
Unbelievable.
And how they will bite them. And there's nothing that they can do about it. And teachers tell them they just have to tolerate children coming dressed as animals. They bite them.
And we're going back to TikTok again.
This is Instagram.
Okay, this time we're going to Instagram.
Wearing a mask every day?
Yes. But every time we go, they're always just wearing a mask. But the principal finally stood up and banned those stuff.
But they still wear them every day.
Yeah, and they don't get in trouble. The principal doesn't get to make them get in trouble.
Yeah. All the principal says is just be kind, be nice, be nice.
And then...
What's the point of dressing up like a furry?
They think they're so cool that they want
to get a lot of attention.
See, they want attention.
So people can come at them and just look at them to think that they're so cool.
Okay.
Also,
are you guys going to be in trouble for walking out of school today?
We're standing for what the furries are wrong.
Do your parents know you guys are out here?
Yes!
They bite us and we just kick them, we get in trouble.
They attack us.
They attack us and we get in trouble.
How else do they attack you guys?
They either bite us, they scratch us, they
bark at us.
I know, it's really garbage.
And pounce on people.
Why are they spraying you with Febreze?
Just because they're jerks.
Because we apparently have rabies.
And there's a rumor that they were putting litter boxes in the girls' bathroom.
I heard that was just a rumor.
No, it's true.
Is this something you've seen?
Yeah.
So we can't talk or say anything to the furries or even look at them, but they can come look at us and they can say stuff to us and touch us.
And they can
get in trouble.
Interesting. That sounds like a double standard to me.
Yes.
Okay, you guys stay on the sidewalk, okay?
So those were students at Nebo School District in Utah that had organized a walkout because they're tired of being scratched by pretend cats. So, and nobody should have to have a litter box in the bathroom unless you have one at your house. And that's weird. Put it in the basement, please.
I'm gonna separate my comments here because I'm going to say the thing that you know I'm going to say in a minute, and I'll wait for that. Okay, but let's just take it on its face value on the surface. This is... These furries are kids demonically manifesting.
They are.
So when we talk about the biting and the scratching and the hissing, and these are demonic manifestations that are happening in schools.
And okay? How are these children being demonically possessed? The Hazbin Hotel.
Right.
You're watching pornography. You think that here's the thing. If you're watching my show, you're probably not. But your brothers, your aunts, your uncles, your friends, you know that they are.
Co-workers.
You know that they're watching this. You know that they have these open doors to the Masonic or things like that. And it's getting on their children.
Yeah, absolutely.
And public school itself is just demon possessed.
So that's,
every single one. Every
that's
single
the next
building.
Place I was going to go. So then I got to say it. I got to do it because I have to do it. These kids, I'm so proud of these children.
I am too.
Okay.
Yeah,
and I'm actually to a small degree proud of their parents for supporting them for doing this. However, okay, you have sent your little precious God-given angel heaven-sent gift into Hazbin Hotel. Every single time they go to public school, and now your children are having to stand up and defend themselves when it is your job to defend and to protect them from this nonsense.
Yeah.
Your children should, these children should never have had to be engaged or even know anything about these children. You are sending your kids to a place where they are being physically, verbally, and mentally, and emotionally, and sexually abused every single day. Mm-hmm. And then you're supporting them that they did a walkout.
Yeah.
No, you need to support them that they need to completely walk out 100%. Oh my gosh, Leah, this is so funny. You had these earrings and I put it on. What's happening here?
Oh my gosh. This
There's
is
an earring in an earring. It's a wheel within a wheel. I was like, what? This feels funny. So my point is, get your kids from the public school system.
Yeah.
Get them out of the Hazbin Hotel. It is satanic. It is your, you might as well send them into a strip club every day to be educated. God is not happy with you. God is speaking to you every night. You are ignoring him when you do not pull your child from these public school systems.
Yeah.
Do it yesterday. Come on. We can't do this anymore.
So here's the deal. I like that we actually have the visual. And actually, I don't think you've seen the visual of the actual, you know, demon world. I'm not playing it for you.
The Hazbin Hotel.
I can't do it.
So just to clarify, because we didn't play any of the clips, that little intro of the Hazbin Hotel that we played and that Michael Knowles played, that's a very muted version. It's actually very, very cartoon. I don't know if we have any little clip that we could play just to give them a visual. Did you tweet any of them out?
No, but if you just put in, I guess if you go to the Hazbin Hotel, you can like just Google, put it on YouTube. There isn't really any on.
They don't have it on their official Twitter maybe page. I'm just literally getting there. A picture will do. A picture will do. Let's do a screen share. Here we go. There we go. That's plenty.
Okay.
This is what we're talking about. It's a literal
even
cartoon.
They tell you an R-rated animated musical comedy set in hell. Yes, you read that right.
There you go. So it's supposed to not be designed for children, but I'm telling you 100% this is designed for children.
Exactly.
Specifically. And what I find so disturbing about it is that adults will and are watching this. Like, this is entertainment. What does this say about our society?
Uh-huh.
You know, because I'm going to be honest.
You have to stop it.
I'm going to be honest. I personally do not, don't throw me under the bus, people. Mm-hmm. I'm not really a fan of anything animated now that I'm an adult.
No.
Right? Like, I've seen a lot of them, and I can kind of watch them, but they're not really fun for me. Like, Up. Yeah. Right? What was that? Wall-E. Right? Mm-hmm. These animated cartoons, even if they're digitally animated, like, I just, it's not, I'm an adult now. I don't really derive pleasure from watching cartoons.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to be mean to people that still do, but I think that there's something there. When I was a child, I spake as a child. And when I, you know what I mean? I understood mm-hmm. as a child. When you are an adult, you evolve from these types of things. And the fact that people aren't, and they yeah. still like all these cartoon type things.
Yeah.
I think it's something that needs healing.
You know, I think, when we're talking about this and we're talking about kids and we're talking about basically trying to save their souls.
Yeah.
That's why I encourage you guys to go watch Leah and
Abigail. The Revolutionary Revivalist every Thursday.
There are answers.
Yeah.
But you have to get into the Spirit of God.
Amen.
You have to bring your kids into the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, which is why, you know, our friend who said, I'm worried about my daughter who has friends who are watching this. Their home is now a portal. If it wasn't before, it now is a portal for the demonic at a level that is unheard of and unseen of in to this point.
Well, and so let's say this. If your child has friends that are watching this.
Yeah.
If this is excellent news for you. Let me tell you why. Okay? Because that family already has portals to the demonic. Mm-hmm. You just didn't know it. And yeah. you were allowing your child to hang out with someone that already had portals to the demonic open, shut the door immediately. Your kid doesn't need friends.
Yeah, it's...
I'm serious. I'm dead serious. Children don't need friends like that. Your child yeah. will be fine with just you and that's it. Like, it because... And little Leah said it best last night. What did she say?
She said, it's better for your kids not to have friends than for your kids to have demons.
Boom.
But pray, and this is what I tell people too. We're not designed just to let our friends and neighbors and everything and everyone go to hell in a handbasket.
I'm not saying that you don't minister to adults. I'm saying allow your children to be friends with other.
I'm saying pray for them. Pray yes. for your neighbors. Pray for people if you know that they're watching this. Bind against Satan. Who knows? You may be able to. You could probably get them set free if you know it. Sometimes you don't know where people are at. Now that you know where they're at, the devil. I actually appreciate, like you said, you can find it out. It's not so much that you say shut the door, which, yeah.
For your children, I'm saying.
But now you can bind against Satan. You know it's a satanic attack. And we go on the spiritual offense. So, Michelle, how do we go on the spiritual offense? Because what you're saying is, okay, shut the door, don't let them play. That sounds like defense. How do you go on offense?
Yeah, that's good. Oh, you want me to answer?
Yeah.
So these people are still living in your neighborhood or in your town, right? And so taking authority and binding and gagging the spiritual hypnosis that is on these people, right? And you sever it and you speak life. My neighbors are full of Jesus. My neighbors are full of the Holy Spirit. And my town is a town that is a spiritual hub for people to come to get set free. Like, you just start speaking life. And when you pass their house, you either pray for them or you bind and gag Satan. Right? These are the types of things that Leah and I do on a regular daily basis.
Yeah. Binding against Satan. And is there hope, Michelle? Because it seems like if this is the number one show, how are we winning? How can we make a...
Yes. You know why? You ever had one of those pimples that it just irritates the heck out of you because it's just below the surface and it won't come to the surface and you're picking at it and you're picking at it and you're like, it's hurting and it's bothering you. And then a head forms and it comes to the surface and you can finally pop that puppy and get it out your face. All right. That's how I would view what's happening here. I think that the fact that these types of things are coming to the surface shows that we are at a time where we're about to obliterate it. Mm. Right. But you have to actually do it. You don't just sit by. You have to actually do it. That's why I'm saying when the devil comes at you, and I always say this, with a pitch fork and horns, you are way better off than when he comes at you as an angel of light, and it's deceptive and it takes over your life.
By watching some of these shows, what I've seen is sexual perversion and swear words.
Mm-hmm.
Sexual perversion and swear words. Number one, stop swearing. All of you.
Come on.
Please do it for yourself. Do it for your kids. Do it for your neighbors. Do it for me. Stop swearing. Stop. Just stop. Your kids, you don't understand. It's called cursing. So stop cursing.
Amen.
Because what you're doing is you're cursing yourself. You're cursing your friends. You're cursing your family. You don't even recognize when you say curse words, there is a demonic power behind these words. Leah, they're just words. You're right. It's the power behind them. It's the meaning behind them.
That's good, Leah.
Okay. Yes, it is just a word, but we have a set of words that when you say them, there's a meaning and there's a demonic power behind them. Don't say them.
That's good.
Okay. Just please don't say them. That's why, Mike's show, you're not supposed to say them. We don't bring
right
them on
here,
the show.
Right here on TV, we are not cursing.
Yeah. It's not a censorship, but you know what we do censor? We censor the devil.
Amen.
We do not give platform to the devil. Bridey Arm does not give platform to the devil. All right. I've got a kind of a cool little rap video here that maybe to kind of give us some encouragement that people are waking up. I don't know what's going to happen this year, but this guy has some predictions.
Is this Tyson James?
Yeah.
Awesome. Love him. He's so great. This is the type of person you can let your kids listen to.
Yeah.
Ready for that war post 2024. Civil war is coming. I can feel it brewing. They gonna take that grid out. They tell us what they doing. It's the new world order. I can see the pieces moving. But Jesus coming back and he gonna hit him with the lumen. Man, these perilous times. Go ahead and call a therapist. I carry a knife. We let the terrorists in. They gonna bring terrorist times. And 2024 might be America's sign. But nobody can see because America's blind. They did us like the Romans. They gave us entertainment to deceive us in the open. Now we are all addicted to our phones. You feel the omen. Now they got no opposition because they dumbed down the opponent. Everybody is distracted in these days thinking they living their best life. Focus on the present but forget about that next life. Jesus coming back. He ain't coming with a bread knife. I'm just doing my job. I'm trying to wake up all the dead guys. 2024. Are you friends with the world or are you riding for the Lord, bro? It's 2024. Jesus coming soon, he just waiting at the door, y'all. It's 2024. I can feel it coming, I can feel it in my core, man. It's 2024. Hear me roar, better stay up on that porch if you ain't ready for that war, bro. It's 2024. You better stay close to God. You'll need him in these times. Do yourself a favor, grab some discernment. Get you some wisdom. Get some courage, some boldness. That gonna come from the Holy Spirit.
So, our friend Matthew Yellen is constantly trying to get us to get Tyson on our show. Maybe that'll happen. We'll try to make it happen.
All right. So, I just want to give a shout out right now to... Mike Adams and the Brideon team, and I want to take you guys to the Brideon store. Michelle, if you could put in on the Brideon store, put in glutathione. There is a deal happening right now on liposomal glutathione.
Oh, wow.
You can get a 3-pack for $65.95. If you go to Amazon, liposomal glutathione probably will run you $20-$25 for a 1-ounce bottle. And so this is comparative to the Amazon prices. Mike just did a whole show on glutathione. Glutathione is the number one cell builder for your lungs. If you need to breathe, if you need cell building materials, we were giving my mom some glutathione. I could see what it was like rebuilding her skin. And I just started to look up liposomal glutathione. There's a couple different ways to take it. And we're going to do a show on it probably in the near future when I get this thing on lockdown. But there's a way that you can nebulize it safely. But just taking glutathione capsules, your body cannot metabolize it because it gets into your gut and it doesn't go anywhere. Mm-hmm. So if you have somebody who can make it for you, that's making it yourself, you can, but it's very difficult. It takes a lot of steps to do.
Yeah.
Okay. This will go a long way. I'm guessing that the 1 ounce is 22. You can save a little bit by getting a 3 at a time, getting 1 at a time. That is a comparable price to Amazon. Okay.
Yeah.
So,
and then you're supporting the Brighteon Network. And Michelle
But you
and
don't need
chicks.
A lot.
No, it's very small amount.
You don't need a lot. So this is one of the, I think this is one of the best deals on Mike's store. I want you guys to check out what he's got going on with the medicinal mushrooms, the 7 treasures mushrooms. These mushrooms are good for your brain. They're good for your cognitive ability. The functional mushrooms are naturally rich in biologically active compounds, which are highly beneficial for supporting a healthy immune system. And remember, at Mike Adams with the Health Ranger, he is getting the best of the best, the highest of the best of the best. So you can get the capsules. Your best deal is the mushroom powder, the 3.5 ounces, or the chaga mushroom powder. Check that out. There's even the mushroom spray that you can get.
Oh, wow.
So I want you guys to go to the Brighteon store. And I want you guys to check
BrighteonStore.com.
Yeah.
And just use promo code CHICKS. It saves you 5%.
And remember, to stock up on things, like, you can get cheese powder, 8 ounces of cheese powder. That's going to, what's the ounces on, what are the, how far does that go?
That's amazing, actually, because so many people are used to using things like Velveeta, and this is like organic.
Yeah.
Cheese powder. That's
exactly
awesome.
And the Ranger buckets. If you guys want,
they got heavy cream powder. I mean, these are things that will store, and wow, you will be able to keep them.
And a number 10 can.
That's huge.
That's huge, because though, like, when the world, you know, goes to pot, you can still have whipped cream. You can put heavy cream. So honestly, because another one of my articles that I've got out this week is that food is now your next investment, a long-term investment is food.
Exactly. All right. So also, we want you guys to join us tomorrow morning on our Rumble channel, Scott Kesterson's Rumble channel. We're going to be on the Ascension Hub with Apostle Greg Davis, where we're going to be tearing down racial dividers and denominational lines. And we're going to kick them in the teeth. We're very excited about that. So Scott Kesterson, Leah, myself, and Apostle Greg Davis, you can check that out on our Rumble channel. We'll be streaming that live, and there will be a Zoom code for you to join live on the Zoom call as well. So remember, it's not just a conspiracy theory if it's actually the truth. We love you. God loves you. God bless. We'll see you next time right here from Brighteon TV. Take care.